On Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. And you're listening to News to Me. What's that? Well, it's a news show. Happens every day, well, Monday through Friday, 1900 UTC to 1930 UTC. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh, yes. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, February the 5th, 2024, and it's news time. Shout out to everybody in comm hanging out, including Local Box and Rat Sue, Claudio M and F Fog. And let's see, what else is going on? Rat Sue, F Fog, Claudio M. I think those are local WX boss. And I'm sure more to come. But welcome, welcome, one and all. It's actually 1906 UTC, 1907. Whoops. I needed to switch computers to be able to do the show. I've also been fighting a headache all day, so this is pretty great. I ordered a new headset. It came in. It sounds pretty good, so I'm happy about that. So, life is good. It's Monday. I'm at the home office, or working from home, and I had a headache all morning, so it's kind of cool that it's finally subsiding. It's still there, but it's not... I've dimmed the lights, and that's helped a lot. All right. Hey, Local Box, you got an award code. Be sure and send that to membership. Speaking of membership, they had a limited edition print, and I got mine in the mail yesterday, so pretty cool. Or I guess Saturday. So I have a nice little printed thing, and it's kind of cool. It's one of 36. I might post pictures of it later, but got that set up. Also, if you're a Meta Array member, TXO or TX0, TangoXray0.org. If you're a Meta ARPA member, all you got to do is run TX0, that's TangoXray0, at the shell on the cluster, and then you can set that up. So yeah, there's lots of cool stuff, lots of different benefits. But yeah, I just wanted to throw all that out there. So yeah, let me, Control A. Oops. Here we go. Sorry. I am using TMUX, my favorite multiplexer, and I was trying to get over to B-board so I could see if there's anything going on. Type 1.27. Okay. The message from Publius on February 2nd from B-board was he pasted the well wishes so far into a LaTeX document, printed them off, and mailed them to Tope. Sorry to say that Bob Jonkman missed the cutoff, but I can send his well wishes next week. No news from the Emeritus, so I don't know any more than I did before. So anyway, that's on B-board. I just wanted to go check, and hey, we're on the comm, so. Also, I'd asked, oops, what was that? Oh. Thrigs in the house. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Last little bit of house cleaning, I guess. Housekeeping, whatever Meta type stuff. And, oh, shucks, what was I doing? Oh, I sent an email to the DJ list. But if anybody's listening, DJ list or otherwise, and knows how I can edit the show page, which I think is classified as a, class page, let me know. I think I need to ask membership for more permissions, but I'm not 100% sure. All right. Well, let's get going. There's lots of news, lots of death and destruction for you to hear about. First off, you may not have seen it in the news or on TV because it wasn't about Taylor Swift. The Chile forest has been on fire. They have more than one forest, but forest fires in Chile have killed more than 100 people. At least 112 people have been killed by forest fires in Chile's Valparaiso region, local authorities have said. President Gabriel Boric declared a state of emergency and said he would make all necessary resources available to tackle the situation. It's believed to be Chile's deadliest forest fire on record. Many of those affected were visiting the coastal region during the summer holidays. A health alert was put into place by the health ministry. The ministry called for the suspension of elective surgeries and authorized temporary field hospitals to be set up. Medical students nearing the end of their studies will be hired to help ease pressures on the health service. Rescue services have struggled to reach the most badly affected areas, and Interior Minister Carolina Toja said the death toll would reach much higher figures in the coming hours. The Chilean government has urged people not to travel areas hit by fires. A 61-year-old resident from El Olivar described the ordeal as hell. Speaking to AFP, Rodrigo Pulgar said he tried to help his neighbor, but then realized his own house had started to burn. Ash was raining down on us. The housing ministry says between 3,000 and 6,000 houses have been impacted by fires, and on Saturday a curfew was put in place. So, really terrible stuff going on there, out there in Chile. Chile con carne forest. Oh, Claudio N. making the dark humor. I gotcha. But yeah, Chile having some trouble there, burning down. And much more in the U.S., the same thing happened. Hey, local box. Yeah, forest fires are natural. They can be. Sometimes they're set by humans or by human interaction or accidents. It varies. But it's always a tragedy. Death and destruction, of course. So, in the U.S., a policeman recently broke into the wrong house and then killed the person that lived there, and they're not going to be charged, and the family has to pay to fix their own door and all of that. They're not going to get any money from the city. But in South Korea, at least, if you do that, you go to jail. South Korea's Supreme Court recently confirmed a 19-year prison term for a man who mistakenly went into the wrong home and stabbed a person to death while under the influence of alcohol. The court found the defendant guilty of murder, threats of violence, and violence charges, upholding a lower court ruling. Although the defendant, who is in his 60s, requested a lighter punishment based on a legal clause that mitigates sentences, for those who have committed a crime while not of sound mind, the court dismissed it by saying he had been fully aware that drinking could lead to violence. According to the investigation, the defendant had been drinking with friends at an apartment in Incheon on November 25, 2022. He later left the home, severely drunk and wearing someone else's shoes. That's... If you find out, that's a dangerous thing, I guess. Hey, local box, I'm sorry. Please don't be sad. News to me, we used to start with world news and then do U.S. news and then do tech news. But we found that a lot of times we spent time just talking about death and destruction. So we front load death and destruction at the beginning, and then we go into other technology and other kind of cool stuff. But these are all news stories that I think aren't going to make it to the top of your news feed, or at least I don't think they would, or I haven't seen them, so I'm sharing them. So anyway, he claimed he wasn't of sound mind, but nope, he is going to jail. The defendant had long been treated for alcoholism and had been punished multiple times in the past for felonies committed while drunk, thus leading the court to believe that he was fully aware his drinking could lead to a violent crime. The court said in its verdict, refusing to apply Clause 2 of Article 10 of the Criminal Act, which stipulates a reduction in punishment for those who are deficient in one's abilities at the time of the crime. While it stipulates reducing punishment, the South Korean court often applies this article in cases in which an individual committed a crime while under the influence of alcohol. So it says mental disorder in the law, but they often apply it for alcohol. But they say that a punishment should not be reduced for those who intentionally incurred a mental disorder while anticipating the danger of a crime. So if you chug a bottle of vodka before you try and kill your wife, you're still going to go to jail for killing your wife. The defendant was initially sentenced to 18 years in prison, as well as a prison term of 1 year and 6 months under separate charges of threats and violence. The appellate court combined the punishment and sentenced to a term of 19 years. He is 60 years old, so he'll get out when he's 79 if he's still alive, and at that point, who knows. Anyway, that comes to us from the Straits Times, and we've got a cancer story for you here. a social media post claiming that an Indian actress had died due to cervical cancer and a subsequent video announcing that she was alive has sparked a furious debate on the ethical conundrum surrounding online publicity campaigns. On Friday, Poonam Pandey's official Instagram released a statement saying that the actress had bravely fought the disease and died. Many trusted the post, with news outlets reporting the news of her death within minutes, and social media was full of tributes to the actress. Then, Pandey had acted in a few films, but she became an online sensation due to her controversial posts and publicity campaigns. In 2011, the actress promised to strip naked if the Indian cricket team won the World Cup, though she didn't stick to it. Sorry guys, no nudes for you. Just after her, quote, death, Pandey posted a video saying that she faked her demise and that the Instagram post for her 1.3 million followers was part of a social media campaign to create awareness about cervical cancer. pretty frustrating. A lot of people are really pissed off about this. One cancer diagnosis we're pretty sure is not a publicity stunt is King Charles being diagnosed with a, quote, form of cancer. During the King's recent hospital procedure for a benign prostate enlargement, a separate issue of concern was noted. Subsequent diagnostic tests have identified a form of cancer. His Majesty has today commenced a schedule of regular treatments, during which time he's been advised by doctors to postpone public-facing duties. Through the period, His Majesty will continue to undertake state business and official paperwork as usual. His Majesty has chosen to share his diagnosis to prevent speculation and hope it may assist public understanding for all those around the world who are affected by cancer. So, there you go. No nudes is good nudes. Calm is a fun place. I didn't mention it, but if you want to jump into Calm and hang out and talk with people, and especially if you're new, like Localbox, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. If you're cool, you can use TTY, that's tangotangoyankee.sdf.org, and that'll route you to one of the cluster computers. And if you're brand new, don't have an SDF account at all, you can use new, that's November Echo Whiskey, N-E-W, at sdf.org. SSH over is that, and you can sign up right through your terminal. So, pretty cool stuff. It is one of my favorite things, so you can check that out. Neff is in the house. Welcome, welcome. It's been a year since I claimed my award token, and still no prize. Yeah, I think that membership gets kind of backed up. But, yeah, it's a bummer. I wonder if I can get... I might buy a bunch of Anon Radio stickers and then just send people stickers when they hit the award. That would be kind of fun. Let's keep on moving. It is 1918 UTC. So just as a reminder, you're listening to Anon Radio powered by SDF. SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you for being here. Of course, you can always tune in at anonradio.net and look at the archive to catch any missed shows. And the Dubious Goals Committee, coming out at 1930 UTC. Our fearless leader, Tobe, as I read at the beginning, is currently out of commission, so we'll have a rerun there. But then Mix Remix from Harry Larry comes out at 20 hours, and at 2200 is Organized Chaos. And Stoke Sauce has their show at 00 UTC today. Stoke Sauce, the show from Down Under, so check it out, along with Free Flow at 0100. So plenty of news and plenty of radio for you. So check it all out. No worries, Claudio. So there we go. Let's get into it. Keep on a moving. Florida news. Oh, wait, hold on. I can do FX. Florida news. Florida lawmakers say bill to loosen rules on killing bears is aimed at the ones that are on crack. I'm not sure what... I don't think bears can buy crack. Maybe they're talking about Cocaine Bear, the movie that came out a year or two ago. A Florida lawmaker seeking looser regulations on the killing of wildlife has claimed that black bears high on crack are breaking into people's homes and tearing them apart. The allegation from Republican State Congressman Jason Schoaf, whose biography reveals a passion for hunting, is bizarre even by the already unorthodox standards of Florida, which in recent times has boasted cocaine sharks and marauding herpes-ridden monkeys. We're talking about the ones that are on crack, and they break your door down, and they're standing in your living room growling and tearing your house apart, Schoaf told a meeting of the Florida Legislature's House Infrastructure Strategies Committee discussing his House Bill 87, which would remove most penalties for killing bears without authorization. Com's got some stuff going on. Florida news. I think they watch too much Cocaine Bear. Florida lawmakers seem to be confused like that sometimes. Hey, Jay LaMoth. Babies have better cognition. Claude M and the whole crew in Com. Stug. Shout out to Stug. All right. So a parallel bill in Florida's Republican-dominated Senate is also making progress, increasing the chances that permit requirements for killing bears under certain conditions may soon be dropped, along with an obligation that the state's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission investigate all bear deaths. Schoaf, arguing that his taking of bears bill is not about bears, said protections against animal cruelty and baiting would remain. He accused critics of fear-mongering and insisted his target was nuisance bears, increasingly encroaching on residential neighborhoods. So, we'll see how that all plays out. But yeah. Alright, so here's a technology story that I thought was bizarre and probably coming to the United States soon. This happened in China, but if you've worked in a corporate office, corporate America, you know this would work on pretty much half the people you work with. On Sunday, a report from the South China Morning Post revealed a significant financial loss suffered by a multinational company, company's Hong Kong office, amounting to 200 million Hong Kong dollars, or 25.6 million US dollars, due to a sophisticated scam involving deep fake technology. The scam featured a digitally recreated version of the company's chief financial officer, along with other employees who appeared in a video conference instructing the employee to transfer funds. Deepfakes utilize. Oh, sorry, hold on. Deepfakes utilize AI to create highly convincing fake video or audio recordings, posing significant challenges for individuals and organizations to discern real from fabricated content. This incident marks the first of its kind in Hong Kong involving a large sum and the use of deepfake technology to simulate a multi-person video conference where all the participants, except the victim, were fabricated images of real individuals. The scammers were able to convincingly replicate the appearance and voices of targeted individuals using publicly available video and audio footage. The Hong Kong police are currently investigating the case with no arrests reported yet.
Good times, good times. I was just goofing around with some different effects. The scam was initially uncovered following a phishing attempt when an employee in the finance department of the company's branch received what seemed to be a phishing message from the company's UK-based CFO, instructing them to execute a secret transaction. Despite initial doubts, the employee was convinced enough by the presence of the CFO and others in a group video call to make 15 transfers totaling $200 million to five different bank accounts. Officials realized the scam occurred about a week later. The high-tech theft underscores growing concern over new uses of AI technology. Neff pulls out a W Lau. Let's see what we got going on in Com real quick. Don't kill those crack bears. Claudio M asking if I was using a Bluetooth mic. Sorry, I did that on purpose, Cyloning, because I was trying to pretend like I was a fake Marcus. So anyway, yeah, that's what's going on over there in China. It could happen to you. So just because there's a person, CFO, in the chat, you probably should confirm. Spain says over 1,000 migrants reached its Canary Islands in 3 days as more attempt the deadly crossing.
More than 1,000 migrants from sub-Saharan countries arrived in the Canary Islands in 18 boats over the past 3 days. The archipelago off northwest Africa has seen a surge in migrant arrivals in recent weeks as more people from West Africa attempt the dangerous journey. Officials say 7,270 migrants arrived in January, about as many as in the first 6 months of 2023. So very scary, the number of migrants, because they're going to be flooded and they'll just be inundated. I don't know what will happen, but yeah, that's what's going on there. In Singapore, a new law was passed to allow indefinite holding of violent crime offenders and serious sexual crime offenders. Some dangerous offenders in serious sexual or violent crime cases will not be automatically released after their jail terms end, especially if they show signs of reoffending after the criminal procedure. The criminal procedure bill was passed in Parliament on February 5th. Under the bill, there are around 20 sets of amendments, including the introduction of the Sentence for Enhanced Public Protection Law. With the implementation of SEPP, the Home Affairs Minister, with the advice of a Detention Review Board, will decide if an offender's sentence under the law is suitable for release. SEP is limited to those who commit serious violent offenses, such as culpable homicide and attempted murder, and serious sexual offenses, such as rape and sexual penetration of a minor. With the passing of the bill, accused individuals who are required to take part in forensic medical examinations but refuse without reasonable excuse can be jailed for up to 7 years, fined, or both. The second reading of the bill was debated for more than 3 hours, with 15 MPs and nominating MPs posing questions on the bill. So, if you want to read more about that, you can go to the Straits Times. It's 1927 UTC, which means we only have a few minutes left to go, 3 minutes to be precise, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, and then after that, Harry Leary and the Mix Remix. Let's see what we got going on. All right, cool. Everybody's cool. There is stuff going on. Just as a kind of recap, some headlines for you before I disappear. In Senegal, internet access has been cut as lawmakers are debating a bill to possibly extend the president's tenure. The government on Monday restricted access to mobile internet as opposition leaders and supporters launched protests against President Macky Sall's decision to postpone the election over an electoral dispute. So Senegal is going to be a hotbed of stuff going on soon. So just keep an eye out on that, or I'll do my best. A puzzling illness that paralyzed kids every other year until it didn't. This is a pretty cool story on Ars Technica, but essentially what was going on was there was a disease called enterovirus D68, that's Delta 68, or EVD68 for short. And up until COVID-19, this disease was increasing in cases until there were 153 cases in 2016, 153 cases in 39 states. In 2018, 238 cases. And these kids would just get paralyzed. Some of the kids would just end up paralyzed from this disease. But COVID came around, chased it off, I guess. But yeah, so it's a kind of a neat article. We just don't have time to go into it. Catastrophic flooding is expected to hit California as bad weather continues. Atmospheric river time, you know. All right, Neff's in here giving us some... Oh, okay, we got some... Neff re-registered as a Republican to vote. Oh, we've only got a few seconds to go. There is a cool article on World Nuclear News about a hybrid nuclear solar power plant, which I thought was very cool. Holtec International has announced a new power plant design which combines nuclear with solar. The combined nuclear solar plant features the company's SMR-300 reactor, its Hytherm HSP solar thermal system, together with its green boiler energy storage system. So anyway, I thought that was very cool. And, well, that's all the time we got. Thanks for being here. I'll be back tomorrow for news. See you later. Crack beers. Dubious goals time. It's time for the dubious goals.